When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Right in the butt?
I think it's really sexy.
Sports is
sports.
Not at the bottom as well, mechanic. As Power Key has got.
America, yeah! Fat, uneducated beer! Yeah, flag!
Because she got a great ass!
Yeah, drugs, balls, yeah! The learned people!
I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
I've got the poo in my hands.
Bring gas. Yes.
All right. Can you play Spot the Celebrity at the Padres game? He sits behind home plate.
There's a celebrity Padres fan?
Every game. Yeah, well, he's not a real celebrity, but he's a local celebrity here.
Oh, is that is our guy Ron down there?
Ron Sloy?
Yeah.
No.
Good That's guess. A great guess, though.
That is a good guess.
I could see him down there in his beautiful tan and mustache.
Yeah. I think he is a SoCal guy now, but I think he's more Palm Springs.
Okay.
Do you guys know who the Padres season ticket holder sits right behind home plate? He's a, well-known name here. You don't know who it is?
No, I don't. I'm not up on my Padres local fandom.
It is the great Pat Kilkenny.
That's what's in. Really, Pat Kilkenny?
Okay. Yeah, right. He lives down there, and every time I turn on the Padres, I look for him. He's usually there. He's there tonight.
Well,
he's got his transition lenses on.
Yeah, I'm sure you hop on your private plane and.
No, he lives down there.
Oh, right. Yeah, you don't have to hop on.
He
your
lives in San Diego.
You hop in your private car service and
helicopter.
Maybe he takes his private plane over to the stadium. I don't know.
I don't know. When you're rich like that, you know, you do whatever the hell you want.
Sure can.
You know, it's a different level when you're writing checks like that.
Well, guys, I regret to inform you that burrito guy actually did it.
Oh my god!
You said it wouldn't happen.
I did say it wouldn't happen. I said there's no way this guy was going to do this.
Yeah, I did.
And he did. So the story of this is that who were they playing? Kansas State?
BYU.
BYU, man. They were playing BYU in the Huck and Hebrew, and that got all cocky. They got all cocky coming into the Mormon house with no caffeine, no alcohol, and we sent them packing. We gave them an old-fashioned cougar ass-whooping.
So K-State played BYU, and some K-State douche on Twitter.
Like Wednesday or Thursday before that game.
Or on X, I'm sorry. Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday before the game.
Yeah, we're making a lot of proclamations, like with the, you know, I'll do this if my team loses, because the Florida State guy said that he would eat like a cup of poo.
Yeah, that was I feel like that was the catalyst for this, was Florida State guy said that I will eat, I think, dog poo with a spoon out of a Red Solo cup if they lost to Georgia Tech, and then he disappeared off Twitter. Yeah. Well, K-State fan shows up a couple weeks later, he's like, well, if they lose to BYU...
Yeah, he said that he would shove a beefy five-layer burrito in his ass.
Yeah.
If they lost.
Yeah.
Well, they lost.
They lost.
And they lost handily.
Mm-hmm.
And Buckley and I were talking about that. I thought you were gone, but maybe you weren't.
No, I was here for this.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and Buckley asked, you know, does he actually do it?
Yeah, we're like, no.
We're like, no.
Because after the game, unlike the Red Solo Cup guy, he's tweeting about it. He's like, I'm going to need to go. He even posted a video of him putting a five-layer burrito in his freezer.
Yeah.
And, to make things easier.
I got a working theory on this, by the way.
He likes it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like the guy
was into it anyways.
The guy said I was going to eat poo. You know.
Yeah, he's not going to.
He's not eating poo. Yeah. The guy that was like, I'll shove a burrito up my ass. He just wanted to shove a burrito up his ass. He's needing an excuse, and he's like,
that's a good theory.
I think that's right.
It's a working theory.
Why else would you do this?
No, there's no other way. I saw someone else. It was I forget who it was, but someone else. I think it was a fairly known Twitter account, and I forget what team that he was saying, but he's like, if my team loses this week, I am going to eat a 24-ounce T-bone cooked medium rare with a baked potato. You know, it was like, that's the, you just want to do those things. Dude, this guy wanted a frozen burrito up his ass. He didn't have the courage to just put a frozen burrito up there, so he needed some push, so he put it out there, knowing that he couldn't handle the BYU. And now he got to shove a burrito up his ass.
Why did he have to announce it to the world?
Because that's the thing.
Why can't you just do that?
You lack courage. But when there's...
When you're by yourself...
He didn't have the guts to do it, so he had to have public peer pressure. You ever do that? Like, sometimes you need people to egg you on, and it's hard to get people to egg you on about shoving a burrito in your ass.
Weirdest bit ever. He found
a loophole.
So he did not disappear off Twitter, as a matter of fact, he did stop tweeting or something, or I don't know what was happening, but he didn't do it for the longest time, but then he posted pictures of it, and he said, dude, his pants are around his ankles, and there is a burrito in his ass.
Now, I just sent it to you, Suk.
What he could have done here...
I texted you the photo of his timeline.
What he could have done here is possibly just cut off the tail of the burrito and made it look like there's a burrito in his ass.
It does appear to be a burrito in his ass.
But it's like 85% of the way up in there.
It does appear that. Like, and you're right, you know. It is possible that is just the end of a burrito in some cheeks.
Yeah.
We can't, but to be fair.
You can't tell.
I don't want a deeper inspection.
We don't need to see that.
No.
You're going to take his word for it?
I'm going to take his word for it, you know.
And he did say his wife found out, and he's in all
cooked
kinds
in
of...
his works.
Yeah, he's all kinds of cooked.
Can I make a, you know, look, as an amateur sleuth, you know me, I'm very skeptical of anything I see on the internet. I don't think that burrito's up his ass.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he just cut off part of it?
I think he cut off part of it and put it in the cheeks.
Yeah.
You can put anything in between your cheeks.
You certainly can make it look like that.
But that is, dude, that is a big-ass burrito.
That thing's got some girth.
So one of two things here, and this goes back to my working theory. Either that man is experienced and is well-versed in this, and he's had other large objects. There's no way that's a first-timer. There's no way. So either that is a quarter of a burrito in between some cheeks, or that man is a seasoned expert. You know what? He's like, that's like the color of money. He's a pool shark. He walks into a pool hall and is like, oh, what is this game we're playing here? And next thing you know, dude, that dude's cleaning the table. That guy's like, oh, no one could ever shove a burrito up someone's ass. Dude, if that's really there, that dude's had like 72 burritos up his ass. That's an experienced ass burrito right there.
Yeah, and he put a brown bag over his head.
Yeah.
So you can't tell who it is. Unless you know his ass.
Yeah. You think someone's out there like, wait, I know.
Hey, I am.
Well, and you can tell because he's got like looks like some sort of Afghan in the background.
Oh.
You know.
Look at you investigating the photo.
Yeah, look. If like that was like, because he's got like a K-State like kind of quilted blanket like on his wall. There may be someone out there that knows who this is. Like, you could tell by some context. Like, if that was my buddy's house, you know, and he had it on his wall, I'd be like, wait a minute.
Hey.
My buddy's a giant UW fan.
And I think he's, like, one of those K-State message board bros. Like, yeah. I think he's one of those, like, deeply entrenched in their little online fan community. So someone probably knows who he is in Manhattan.
I just don't get these kind of bits. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I just... Who... Did his parents just not... Like, just the desperation for attention. Sure. And what's amazing about it is nobody still knows who he is.
No.
Like, you want all this attention, so you feel like you have to go through with it because you just think it's going to go viral and
but
this is great.
Quiet attention.
But it's not... Nobody knows it's you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, it's like that three-year Letterman guy. He keeps it quiet. I mean, there's people that enjoy just being kind of internet trolls, like S posters, and this guy's an ass poster. You know, either that or, look, he just is a guy that likes burritos in his ass, and he wants other people to acknowledge it. And this would be a way to get your love of ass burrito out into the universe. And if that's the case, man, hey, whatever you're into, I'm not here to judge. Whatever you got going on.
I'm here to judge.
That's
K-State guy. If you were to ask me, what university will this happen at?
Yeah. You're saying
they're in my top two.
Yeah.
Them or Missouri.
Missouri. Somewhere in Florida. Somewhere in the Tampa area.
Beavs had that weird sheep guy, right?
I did think about that.
He did kidnap a gay sheep.
But sheep
different
than burrito.
Although he didn't do anything with the sheep. He just kidnapped.
How do you know?
Well, that's true.
You don't know
that. I thought he tried to do something with the sheep.
I don't think so. I think he just got caught with the sheep in the back of his car.
Wasn't he like shirtless though or naked?
No, that was a different guy that got naked and then broke into someone's house. And then when the police like confronted him, he got into a 3-point stance.
Yeah, that's right.
I think those are two separate.
Yeah, I'm conflating stories.
Yeah, you're taking naked guy and you're putting him with gay
sheep. Guy. Yeah.
And by the way, we're not lying. Those sheep were in a homosexual sheep study at Oregon State University. You can't make that up.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is probably the mayor of Manhattan, Kansas. You know that, right?
Probably.
So do we think... Okay, so your theory I subscribe to, if he actually...
Went through with this.
Went through with that, there's no question you're right about that.
Yeah. Season vet.
I believe that he faked it, and that's how desperate he is. Like, he felt the pressure to have to go through with it because it went viral.
Yeah,
and he put the end of a burrito in his butt cheeks and made it look like he stuffed a burrito in his bum.
I think more than likely
that's what I think happened.
Because,
dude, come on.
Yeah, it's too girthy. Like, if you would have told me that was a taquito, I might buy it, but. That's like going from 0 to 100, and you can't do that. That's a doctor's
visit.
That's
what they say.
A frozen burrito is going to have jagged edges, right? A burrito is not, a frozen burrito is not going to be smooth.
Well, a non-frozen burrito isn't just going to go up there easy either.
No, which I'm saying that there's just no way. The logistics of it don't make sense. I don't buy it.
Yeah, this guy said, I think he just said something stupid. It got out of hand. He hates the Dabo Sweeneys of the world that don't back up their words. He's a hero. In his mind, he probably is.
He probably hates the Florida State Red Solo Cup guys of the world who say stuff like that online don't follow through.
That's
his real nemesis.
That's right.
It is sad that...
It's so sad.
And look, I'm not going to say who this is because I don't want to give him any more attention, but I know people in my life... That I'm aware of that will do anything, and I mean anything, to get public attention when it comes to social media. I mean, like calling places to try to get on the news. Like, it is like, I swear, it's like their sole mission is to get noticed. And it's so weird because it's in such a small scale, but I really think that is the new, that's like the fentanyl of the non-junkie world. That sort of addiction to attention.
Social media attention.
Social media
going
attention.
Viral.
Going viral. It is.
I do knew that.
Outside of like the hardcore, you know, drugs. I just can't, I don't remember anything in my life that I've seen that wraps more people into it and destructive behavior, and it doesn't matter at the sacrifice of anything. It's just that. The attention that people crave. It's amazing the lengths that people will go to, including apparently sticking a frozen burrito in your ass, because Kansas State loses to BYU. Of all teams, by the way.
Yeah.
A team, well, if you were to pick a team that would be most against a burrito in an ass, it would probably be BYU.
And yet, my most favorite part of the entire saga was after the victory, when BYU's social media team just posted a picture of the guy after the big punt return, and it said, Liv Moss. I mean, they leaned right into it.
Hey, that's not okay. That's a violation of church
honor code problems.
Honor
there.
Code. And as someone that's faced the honor code multiple times, never convicted, can't do those things.
Couple of quick texts here.
No.
Vancouver 4 text line. Going viral is one of my worst fears. Yes.
Yeah.
Another one says, this is Deal. Wait until he hears about Photoshop.
Yeah, there's easier ways to do this, man.
And
You know what? That wouldn't be right. This man's got integrity.
Somebody else said, I wonder how Taco Bell feels about this. Can't be good for business. Oh, I bet it's good for business.
Yeah.
It's just they're not going to comment on it, but
no. No, he's
they like, can't, but I bet they love it.
Yeah, they love it. They love their burritos.
Yeah, you gotta find something. Yeah, there's got to be something easier. Like, you know, like a Baja Blast or something.
Yeah, I wonder how he got on this item. They're like, there's half a dozen other items on that menu that would be easier than that.
How about a churro?
Yes. Somebody on the Vancouver 4 text line says, well, now that we were down this road, what fast food item would you choose? Maybe a yummy churro?
I really think if you're going Mexican food, I think you got to go with a Taco Time. They've got like the small, crispy rolled burritos. These things are tiny. They're like taquitos. I think that's the way you got to go.
We'll take a French fry, please.
Oh, there you go.
Gross. God, this is not a good bit. A
little mozzarella stick for Rob?
It's got more girth, but it's shorter. Ugh. Yeah, mozzarella stick's got some girth to it. You might be onto something with the fry, although. Do you have to put like an entire order of fries? You got to get like a grip of fries? What about a Mexi nugget?
All I have are visuals, and it's gross.
I mean, you can't do like a Baconator or something. That's just logistically impossible.
What about some mashed potatoes?
Some KFC.
I will put an order of mashed potatoes and gravy.
Put some of the mac and cheese in there, too.
Some Cajun shrimp.
Nacho fry comes with its own lube.
It's got a hook on it, you know?
Gross.
Good idea with the nacho fry. Okay.
If you could never eat meat again unless you kill it yourself, would you go vegan?
Oh, all right.
This is Club 1080 on the Fan. Yeah. Now let's talk about meat again.
Sort of beefy goodness are we talking about now?
Well, the idea is that...
Maybe try chicken next time.
What?
I just thought maybe the chicken might be a little better than the beef.
Up the butt?
Some shredded chicken, perhaps?
Right in the butt?
If you could... If I told you that you could never eat meat again...
Yeah.
But you... The only way you could is if you kill it yourself?
Yeah.
Are you a vegan?
Oh, God, no.
What are you killing?
Lots of stuff.
Like what?
Chicken. Well, same stuff I eat now. Chicken, beef, pork... Lamb.
And you're willing to go to those lengths to just go do all that yourself?
Yeah, I don't mind it. As long as it's done, you know, I'm not going to do anything horrific. In fact, it'd probably be more humane than the way I get my meat now.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's like, that seems like a pain in the ass.
Nah, I got buddies that that do this. Is you buy half a cow, you buy a full pig, you do it once. So like,
well, you got to kill it, though.
Yeah.
So you don't buy it.
No. So like, what you do is like, when I lived in the center, I knew people that did this. So like, someone would raise a cow. Right. And then they'll go to someone and they'll be like, hey, do you want to split a cow with me? And they're like, yeah. So they kill the cow or kill the pig, and then you take it to a meat processor. There's actually a bunch out in the country, and you take it to them. They process it up and they, you're like, hey, I want this much steak, this much ground beef. And then you just put it in your freezer. So really, I'd probably only have to kill one cow a year, probably two pigs and like, I don't know, 30, 40 chickens.
What if you couldn't cut a deal? You just had to go do it.
I still wouldn't be vegan. I like meat. So, yes. Like, if I had to do it myself, I had to butcher it myself, right? No one else can clean it.
Yeah, all
it,
yourself.
It would certainly change the way and how much I would eat.
That just seems like a pain in the ass.
But I would eat less beef because that is a whole process. But I've cleaned game before. Like, I've cleaned a deer. And while it's not fun, if you do it once, you end up with a lot of meat. That would not change the way I consume the majority of my meals.
See, I think cows would be rejoicing if that were the thing.
More and more people would.
And humans would get nervous.
Yes. Well, it's why, like, I'm not a big hunter. It's not my gig. But I also don't like people that bash hunting. Is like, if you are a vegan or a vegetarian, by all means, bash away. No problem with that. But if you go to the store and you buy meat and yet you bash hunting, I think that hypocrisy, and believe me, my hypocrisy knows no bounds, but I think that is problematic because you never have to stare it in the face. Whereas the people that do go hunt, you got to pull the trigger, you got to kill that thing, you got to slit its throat, you got to gut it. And I don't think that the vast majority of Americans have the stomach, the know-how, the will, the patience, all of that stuff to actually get their hands bloody and kill and clean what they're going to eat. If we had to do that, go back to the olden days, you kill what you eat.
What if you had to raise it?
Oh, I'll bet you 85% of Americans are out. 85%.
So you can never eat meat again. You have to kill it yourself, and you have to raise it.
This is a true story.
Definitely vegan.
There was a family. Well, you can be vegetarian, right? Not
yeah,
be vegan.
That's true.
There was a family that I grew up with, and they're wonderful people, the Moikas. They were phenomenal people. They were Maori.
Wasn't that a show on ABC?
The Moikas? I hope so.
That was Moesha.
Moesha.
Also, you might be thinking of Last of the Mohicans, David yeah. Day-Lewis Project.
They were half white and half Maori. They were New Zealand. And their dad, Mike, was a tribal chief from New Zealand. He was a great guy. Rest in peace, one of my favorite people. And Mike was old school. Like, came from New Zealand, the great accent and everything. And they had a pig named Wilbur. And Mike raised this thing for like 2 or 3 years. And so you would go over to the Moika's house and Wilbur would just be outside milling around. He was there like all the time. And he was a big pig. It wasn't like a little potbelly thing. It was a full on pig, but he was kick ass. I loved that thing. And anytime, and it didn't really go in the house, but it lived outside. And sometimes it would come trotting in. And one day, I go over to the Moika's house, and it was one of those homes where you just open, like, you don't have to knock, you just walked in. So it had a sliding door around the back, and you would just open the door, and you would hear, "Hello, Sook, come on in." And you'd walk in, and there was always something good happening at the Moika house. They were always cooking up something delicious. So I come in one day, and Nancy, his wife, made an unbelievable Kahlua pork. So I go in there, and they got sticky rice and Kahlua pork and plantains, all the trimmings.
Well, we all know where this is going.
Right? And I'm eating, and I couldn't be any happier. I'm like, oh, man, I showed up on Kahlua pork day. It was one of my favorite meals. Nancy, I'm like, you make the best pig, all this and that. And everyone's kind of looking at me, like all the kids, and they're kind of smirking. And I was like, what's the deal here? And one of my friends, the gals was like, you know what you're eating, right? And I'm like, no. Right then it just hit me. I'm like, don't, no.
Not Wilbur! No,
what?
Now does that ruin it for you?
Look.
Or do you still chow it down?
Can I be honest? It bothered me for like...
Well, I want you to be honest.
It bothered me for like 5 minutes.
They're eating the pets.
It bothered me.
They're literally eating the pets.
It bothered me
They're
immensely.
They're eating the pets.
And then I just, I was like, all right, well. Everyone else was eating him, and it wasn't like... Because at first I had questions, like, was there something wrong with him? Like, you know, was it like... And they're like, no, Mike just decided that enough was enough, and that pig needed to die because, well, it's a lot of meat. And so, like, he brought his, like, cousins and his extended family over, and they killed him, and then they had, like, a big cookout, and they, like, buried him in the ground, and I was like, how? It's like...
Well, what did they bury? His spine?
What?
What did they... You said they buried him in the ground.
No, they buried... To cook him.
I see.
They did the old school with the banana leaves, the whole thing.
I thought you meant that they also provided a burial. I'm like, with what left?
And I was like, what are we doing? I was so bothered by it, and then I was like, oh, my God, this is so delicious, and it smells so good. And, like, Mike didn't care. I was like, this pig is delicious. Yeah. And so I ate it, but I will say that, like, even after I was done, it stuck with me for a while. And all these years later, it's like, you know, 30 years ago, I was like 16 or something. It's still a bit disturbing, but at the same time, my fat ass ate a S ton of that pork and probably took some home with me.
Yeah, I couldn't eat it.
If you told me that, I couldn't eat.
It had a name.
I know.
I knew it. I
you
hugged
knew
it.
The little thing.
I'd given him kisses.
He probably even liked you, and now you're eating him?
Well, he was already dead.
They're eating
He
the
was
pets.
Already dead, but it just changes. It changes everything. That changes everything.
Does it make you feel bad that he wore a little shirt sometimes?
We'll execute the baby.
They put a little shirt on.
In Springfield.
Did you hear this?
They're eating the dogs.
Have you heard this yet?
This he missed on Friday. Cats.
They're
Remix.
Eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
It's a banger.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else.
Why?
People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Anyway, that's a nice little remix.
Well, look, I will tell you what. Where was it? Because this was like probably like 1995. We were way ahead of our time with their eating the pets. Because I can assure you that the Maoris back then were eating the pets and they didn't care. And I will say that it was delicious.
They're eating the pets.
It was troublesome.
I do have a hard time with the idea that you couldn't care. You know, like that's weird to me, but I get it.
He was raised. I mean, he was raised different.
Maybe I don't get it. But,
I was going to say, it sounds like you don't get it.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. I don't know why I said I get it. I don't get it.
Country folks are different.
But I do know that people from other cultures, it's just, you're just not. Yeah, I think I would give more leniency to people from raised elsewhere than here. But okay, country, yes. I mean, I grew up in rural Kansas.
Yeah.
So you'd think I'd get this, but I still don't.
Yeah. I would look, because I've done it, but I would.
I mean, I'm talking about your pets.
Yeah, I would struggle. Like I've always wanted a goat.
Well,
I think it'd be great
having cows and chickens.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
That's different than a pet.
Than a pet.
I would struggle if I ever got the goat that I want. I would struggle to eat my goat. I would.
Well, you didn't struggle to eat Wilbur.
Wasn't mine. I did give him kisses though. And to be fair, I didn't know it was Wilbur. And here's the thing. Is there a little bit of malpractice on their part for
yes.
not telling me
100%.
That I was eating Wilbur?
They should definitely have told you
They
that.
Dropped a gotcha moment on
because
you.
Because they're lucky that they got you who didn't care because you're soulless. But if they got somebody who really cared, they might have puked all over the table. And Wilbur's now Wilbur's not only dead, he's inedible.
It's tasty.
Seriously, that would have given me a gag reflex.
Yeah. It shocked me. It shocked me.
Question, if the whole fan staff are in a full-on survival situation and decide to result to cannibalism, who gets eaten first? Something tells me Dusty would taste the best.
Really? Yeah, but Dusty's too squirrely.
That's from a listener.
Dusty's not dying first. I hate to say it, but you got to be a victim first, and Dusty's not that.
Well, is the question who would die first or who you would want to eat first?
Yeah, those are two different things. I'm saying because we would obviously have to kill someone.
But wait, does it like are you really deciding who to kill first based on how they're going to taste? That's kind of.
I think you're just going off of ease of killing them.
I think you're doing who you hope dies first because they'd be the tastiest.
Really? You think?
Well, that's what I thought the question was.
Well, I know, but I'm asking the question. If you line up 10 human beings, are you really making a determination about, and you're going to be a cannibal?
No.
Are you really making any sort of, your decision of who to kill has nothing to do with how they're going to taste, because they're all going to taste the same.
It's just who matters the least to you.
It's solely based on who matters the least, and let's be honest, I hate to boil it down to this, it's who's the easiest to kill.
Because that's another part, who puts the least
because that person ain't going down without a fight, so, you know. It comes down to who's going to be the victim of the fan, and it ain't Dusty.
Good luck catching me. I'm fleet of foot.
I'm just going to be spry.
Hiding in the trees.
I don't want to say who it is, but there's a couple people that I feel like are pretty high up.
I can think of two.
They're high up on the list.
Yeah, and they're not here on this show.
Yeah, it's, you know. So
no offense.
There's a victim mentality here, and, you know.
Well, and also I think of... You know, this is a bad thing to say, too, but I'm going to say it anyway. I just think of people who are
You're looking
for some nicely marbled meat. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Who's the Wagyu of the fam?
No. People who just contribute the least to society. And I think we have a murderer amongst us, and so therefore I...
In the group. That is true, because if you're in a cannibal situation, you have to start thinking about who is beneficial to the group for other things and who is just food.
Exactly.
I like where you're going with that.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
All right.
We'll talk about it during the breaks. I think we might be onto the same.
Yeah. There's one.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're dying. Here's Buckley with SportsCenter.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, we've discovered that the text line really likes this topic.
It's the most morbid topic, and that's saying something considering this show.
Well, it wasn't brought, I will say... It was not brought to the show by us.
No.
This was a listener.
Yes.
Who said it's a survival situation and all the fan team is out there and you got to eat somebody. Who are you eating? Now, boy, their texts really are coming in hot and heavy. Jeff Rust is in and he's a little worried we want to eat him.
And I stated for the record, I would fight to protect one Jeff Rust.
Yeah.
We know how I feel about Rusty.
Well, he's great. Rusty could provide a lot of entertainment to the crew.
Yes.
Rusty's a good vibes guy.
And he seems like a sensible human being. Yes. And I feel like Rusty,
Look, he may not be the most robust outdoorsman, but I'll tell you what, Rusty's putting in an honest day's work.
100%.
Right. Good worker.
Yeah, and he's a team player.
And he's not going to ruffle feathers.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want Rusty in your apocalyptic scenario.
Yeah, I'm taking it, yeah. And I love Rusty. I couldn't hurt Rusty.
Somebody else said, intake matters. A black bear that has eaten berries tastes a lot different than a black bear that has eaten meat.
Here's where I'm going to push back on that. Guys.
Has this person eaten both kinds of bear? Do we know that for sure?
Well, let me state for the record. I've had bear a couple times. I've never had brown bear. I've had black bear. It's not delicious. It's not good. I'm not a big bear guy. A lot of game meat, especially if you're not used to it, it doesn't taste particularly good. We're not used to wild meat. We're used to farm raised or mass produced meat. None of this is tasting good. Okay, this is not. There's not one time in a survival situation where we're going to eat some human and be like, I need some more Eric Roberts. I'm going to take it home in a doggy bag. No, this is merely you're eating so that you don't die. You got to take taste out of this. This boils down to two things. It's keeping the group happy and what can you provide? Like skills that you provide going forward. Taste has nothing to do with this because it's all going to be crap anyways.
Can I ask something though?
Yeah.
Should I ask this?
I think you have to now.
If we had females amongst us, would...
That's tough.
Yeah, but I'm saying just taste-wise. Like, is that different?
It's because females are naturally fattier, but there's some people on our station that are rather portly as well.
Hey, F you.
I do think in a survival situation where, again, we're not talking about like the plane crash in the Andes where there were already dead bodies. No, we're going cannibals. We got to make some tough choices. I think the females are safe because I do think that even in a savage situation, I think the instinct to protect women is going to kick in and we're going to kill women after we kill men. Because
we're going to feel like bastards if we kill them first.
Yeah.
Also, there's probably going to be like a fight over who can have the conquest with the woman and all
There's probably some of that too. Apocalyptic loving is going to play a role in this.
Lord of the Flies over
here. Look, I think, believe it or not, I think the females would probably be the safest in the group, at least initially. Because that's a commodity that it's a scarcity. And so I think that's going to stick around. I think dudes need to be way more worried than the gals. I mean, look, I don't want to call anyone out, but there's a couple people that are, you know.
Well, we can't call them out.
No, because then we're on record talking about wanting to eat people, but, you know.
We can't call them out. But I think everybody
has
a pretty good idea of where they're standing in this hierarchy.
Well, if you're not being delusional, you know roughly where you're at. And look, there may be some movement there. It's like picking a top 25 in college football. There's going to be some opinion, but look, we know who the preseason top 5 or 6 are going to be, and we know who's not going to be ranked. So look, if
Deal says Patrick is going to be interesting. He is an interesting one.
Like the text that said, I wonder if all the cocaine is going to make Dusty taste funny.
God.
It comes down to, again, skills that you provide. Can you get along in the group or does everyone hate you? Because, here's the thing. Like, there's going to be an assumption, and I'm not trying to be like an ass, but I'm going to be the hardest to kill. But if everyone hates me and there's 5 of you that decide that I'm going to die, guess what? I'm probably going to die. So it's not just about being able to, I'm pretty confident that if it comes down to me and one other person, that person's dead.
Yeah, but your problem is you annoy everyone.
Yeah. So, if you get enough of you together.
You have to be on your best behavior, you son of a bitch.
See, can I tell you what my strategy is right from the get-go? I'm going warlord right off the get-go. And I hate to do this.
You're killing someone right away first day?
The first day. The first time we bring up. Right? Hey, we have to kill someone to survive.
And it's happening now.
And I'm not saying who it's going to be, but I'm picking someone out. And by the way, it's not going to be like the weakest of the group. I'm picking someone out that people probably think is a pretty viable member of the group. And I am ripping their head off right from the get-go to set a tone that if any of you sons of bitches decide to team up and come after me.
And this is why you would die.
One of you. See, I don't think so, because I think that sends a message. And I say this one, too. I'll drop this one. You guys may get me in a rush. I totally get that. But one or two of you, as you're going to get me, you're ending up like that. So you want to take your chances, roll the dice.
Now six or seven people are conspiring over the campfire as Sook sleeps.
I've seen this show. It's called Survivor. You're dead.
I got to set the tone early or I do think I am dead.
The Vancouver 4 text line pointing out that Rop adds value because you can shave him to make a winter coat.
Yeah, that's right. I bring a winter coat to the table.
Oh, good. Now I'm just picturing us all in some sort of post-apocalyptic bunker. We're all just in there. Let's go.
Well, age matters, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
Dusty does eat a lot of Mexican food. Maybe the seasoning will come through.
Be old in the week. Oh, that's so terrible.
Oh. Look, hope it doesn't come to that. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we got to go. Baseball show next. I see Joe Fisher in here looking all handsome.
And sad because of the Orioles.
Yeah, sorry about your
I don't know that feeling because the Mets and the Orioles both won.
I'm sorry. Joe's a good dude.
He's a good dude. Loves
I don't want to see his team lose.
Oh, now he's
so you wish the Royals had lost?
No, but I just, you know.
Some sympathy.
I'd much rather beat the Giants. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
There it is. Bingo. We're full circle.
We're like the Yankees.
Yeah,
screw the
I wouldn't
Yankees.
Feel bad about for Ryan Cooley or any of those stupid
exactly.
Yankee fans.
But the Orioles, they're a likable team, too.
Yeah.
It's not when they're playing the Royals.
I feel bad for Schulte, his Mariners. They didn't even make it.
I do feel bad for him.
Poor guy.
51%.
He says he's used to it at this point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got a little practice in that department, don't you, Schulte? Well, the guys are coming up next, so keep it here. We are back tomorrow. Dan Lanning will be a part of our show tomorrow, a day early because it's a short week. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.